at times, life can come to a standstill, especially when we fail to see our lives as having any worth. Failure, the loss of employment, broken relationships, and times when nothing seems to go right affect how we look at ourselves. And in times like we are going through right now, we are probably examining even more so. It seems like life loses all meaning and purpose when our self-image is so low that in anything we do, there is no self-satisfaction. Self-worth is destroyed, and life then has no meaning or purpose. We find no needed rewards which we sought. It is so important in life that we find those things which give us self-satisfaction, and then to pursue them. For them, we discover those positive accomplishments renew our self-worth. We may find this in work and a hobby and developing skills or helping others through volunteering or just being a friend. All may bring tangible and intangible rewards, but also may take work on our part. It may demand further preparation and the development of our skills and talents and broadening our relationships. When we achieve our goals, then we begin to realize our self-worth and reward which comes with it is now celebrated. In many ways, this is the meaning of the work ethic which drives many to reach success and pride. With effort and motivation, achieving a sense of self-satisfaction through the tangible world is possible, even if it is only momentary. But only living in the tangible world's methodology for self-satisfaction through rewards just may run into difficulty when we use the same methodology with religion. The process of finding a sense of self-worth in the tangible world does not apply to religion. No amount of work ethics apply. But we like to believe that we achieve being a Christian by attending church and reading the Bible, praying, being baptized, taking communion, saying the right religious words of piety, and following all the tangible ancient laws and rules. This is most evident in many traditions and practices of Lent. You know, it seems as though Lent has led to the evolution of rules and practices and instructions centered upon self-sacrifice and outward signs of piety. Follow the instructions and give up something for Lent. Do not eat meat on Fridays. Do not cook with lard and animal fats, which led to Shrove Tuesday traditions. And avoid any kind of celebrations, even marriages. There have been times in history which promoted the infliction of pain upon one's body by means of self-mutilization and floggings during Lent. Such acts were always done in public so that their piety could be witnessed by others. Others place ashes on their bodies, their whole bodies, and wore irritating sackcloths to indicate that they were especially religious. All these outward acts gave the person the ego-boosting satisfaction of showing how devotedly they were to by following instructions and traditions. But such activity failed and fails to realize that these rewards are very momentary, for they are found in the tangible value system of the world. Lent is still the time which many think they can add up points in the eyes of God, and especially their fellow man. This is the easy road to travel, but get you nowhere. Such a work ethic reward system mindset is alien to that of the spiritual world, and especially alien to Jesus' message. In our gospel lesson, Jesus presents something entirely different from the work ethic and the mentality which it produces, the self-promotion. He clearly points out that following the outward tangible instructions of piety, which may be proclaimed by man, is totally off base. He clearly stated, "Beware, beware of practicing piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven." Therefore, no amount of publicly displayed sacrifice and piety during Lent is what Christianity and Lent is about. Some would argue that such displays are being a witness to Christ. Could be, but in reality, we are known by as followers of Christ by the selfless life we live, motivated out of God's love. We as followers do not have to purposely calculate how to advertise our faith. The results of our faith will be natural response. You can't fake it. The act of giving, the act of prayer, the act of fasting and ashes are all worthy of the Christian experience when they are the result of being motivated in God's love. Jesus again stated, "But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen, not seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Now Jesus then goes on to liken any attempts of outward self-promoting piety as attempting to store up religious treasures and rewards. But such seeking of momentary tangible rewards leads to nowhere. Just as the earthly treasure we store up are eventually destroyed or of no eternal value, so too our acts of piety quickly end up as discarded memories. Jesus again stated, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal." And then he concludes, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." this makes it very clear. If our Lenten experience is a bunch of external, tangible acts of piety and self-promoting sacrifices, then Lenten Christianity will be a dead-end street. Such efforts just have momentary rewards. It also tells us something about ourselves. If Lent is a time of self-promoting piety, then that is what motivates our lives. And that is where our heart is. And this is not what Lent is about. Lent is the time when we examine ourselves and find out where our heart really is. This will bring us to repentance and a time to renew our call to discipleship. It is a time to reflect upon the cross and realize and accept that discipleship is extended to us only through God's grace and not by us earning it through tangible processes. God's love is freely given. When we receive this love and live this discipleship, there will naturally be a price to be paid in the eyes of the tangible world. We will be motivated to sacrifice the goals of the tangible world. Now, outward signs, though, must not be avoided if they are out of the right motivation. For instance, if fasting and ashes lead you to fulfilling the purpose of Lent in your life, then they certainly are essential to your Christian life and development. The pronouncement upon the imposition of ashes to many brings them to the real meaning of Lent. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe in the gospel. The ashes upon the forehead are a seal of acceptance of these words for them. Now, to some, that seal is within their heart and need not be placed upon their forehead. They do not need that outward sign of ashes. Therefore, you may come forward after the prayer tonight if you wish to receive this pronouncement, whether with or without the imposition of ashes. Some just may wish to remain seated in their pews, spending the time in meditation. All are vital signs of your Lenten experience. And it becomes very personal. Tonight, we begin the journey through Lent. This journey will be grounded in repentance, symbolized by the sackcloth that I will place at the foot of the cross. The fulfillment of Lent will be in the realization that our lives are centered in Jesus being the Lord of our lives. And thus, we drape the cross in royal purple. Let this be a sign that together we will help each other along this Lenten journey through the next several weeks.